Let's begin by tuning into the most meaningful motivation that we can bring to this practice. Let's really investigate the nature of our suffering and our dissatisfaction. See if it's possible to be free of them so that we can also help others come free from their unnecessary suffering. And with that, I invite you to become aware of the natural sensations of breathing in your body. Tactile sensations that change as you breathe. The movements of your abdomen. And with every natural exhale, releasing any unnecessary tension in your body and mind. Releasing tension in your eyebrows, your eyes, your jaw, your shoulders, your abdomen. And as you settle into yourself, see if you can bring to mind a situation in your recent past where you were experiencing some suffering, some unhappiness, not too intense. Maybe from last week. And as you bring this situation to mind, see if you can very vividly imagine that scene that you were in. What was going on? Most importantly, what were you feeling? That feeling of unpleasantness. See if you can notice if there's a tendency to pull back from that. Not want to look at that too closely because it's painful. That arises can bring a sense of curiosity to it. Why did I feel that way? As you relive that experience. As you attend to the situation, see if you can become particularly aware what was going on in your mind. How were you perceiving the situation? See if you can recognize any of these mental processes. Were you trying to hold on to an experience that was ending? Were you focusing strongly on the negative qualities of something while kind of ignoring or overlooking its positive qualities? Also pay particular attention to your sense of self in that moment. When you were feeling unpleasant, what was the sense of self like? Did it feel fixed and unchanging? Something solid. As though you were totally separate from what you were experiencing. Check if any of those were present. Then see if you can bring a sense of self-compassion to your own experience. That you had to experience this difficult feeling. Sense of, may I be free from this suffering? And then as you let the scene fade back, just resting in your present state of mind, whatever you're feeling at the moment, as you attend to the mental state you're in, see if you can gradually become aware of the space of awareness within which this feeling is arising. Almost like stepping back a little bit. Becoming aware of the canvas that the colors are painted on. And this space of awareness is not something you need to focus on in a very directed way. Rather, by relaxing the direction of your attention, it becomes more open. Can leave it very spacious. Can leave it undirected. Quite effortless. and simply remain aware of being aware. Simply rest as that awareness that is like the sky. The clouds of thoughts and emotions can move through it. They don't disturb the sky. By remaining still in your own place, you won't get pulled into the contents of awareness. Just rest as that space of awareness itself. And as you attend to this space of awareness, see if you can notice, is this awareness itself, does it feel unpleasant? Unpleasant feelings may arise within this awareness. Does awareness itself ever feel unpleasant? Unhappy? Does this space of pure awareness get attached to some experiences? Does awareness itself cling to things? Or is that clinging something that arises in that awareness? if you can observe very closely. Don't think about it. Just observe. And finally, does this awareness itself ever push any experiences away with aversion or anger? Or is that aversion rather something that arises in that awareness, but is not itself awareness? Does awareness itself ever reject anything? If you can observe. So then, as we slowly bring our session to a close, let's dedicate whatever positive qualities that we've developed through this practice, that it might enable us to awaken to our full potential in order to be of lasting value to every living being without exception. Help them also awaken to their full potential. May the supreme bodhicitta that has not yet grown begin to grow, and that which has begun to grow may it increase unceasingly for the welfare of sentient beings.